Moving on, let's first pray. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we thank you, good Father, for this good time you've given us in your presence. Thank you for your much grace that you renew every day. That is your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, good Father, you've accepted to gather here on your behalf. Thank you, Almighty God. As we travel, Lord, we're going to minister, even those to remain, they're going to remain, Lord, in the work of ministry. Thank you, God, who spreads everywhere. When you pass your Holy Spirit, as the Bible tells us, in Psalms 139, verse 6 and 7, where shall we run from your Spirit? For he is in every place. We know well, O Lord, in the Hebrews 4, verse 13, unto you we bring our words. All things are laid bare. You see what move ahead, even where we're going. Lord, ask you, Almighty, you accept us. We move in your presence, that we walk in your presence. We give in your protection. All preparations you know them. Where we go and where we come from, you are there. As the Bible says in Psalms 139. Verse 1 and 6. And it said that, see, you've surrounded us in the front or back, O God Father. And it's no word you don't know which is to come in our mouth. We ask you, Lord, as we go on the other hand, and others remain here, every side be there, and prepare us how we can walk by the authority of the Spirit. For we know in Zechariah 4:6, not by power, not by mighty, but by your Holy Spirit. And we know all. God, we are workers with you. As in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1. And as it's in 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 9. We thank you, Lord, for you're going to work with us in every place we shall be and pass. And we thank you and angels workers with us as Revelation 22, 7 and 8. We ask thousands of angels to be on our side. And most of all, the spirit of power in us as his good Father. You say in Acts 1, 8, that when the spirit will come, he'll give you power. That will be my witness. Oh, good Father, pray the armies of angels join us as in the 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 13 and to 15. When he said, many are on our side than those in the world, Lord, those remain in the congregation and the new ones, let them remain with men of the holy angels, working with them, even where we are going, Almighty Lord. So we shall be successful, mighty ones, your angels who fulfill your word in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We thank God that does not lead to fulfill prophecy spoke with us, like he gave the vision Apostle Geoffrey, what the people of Busoga prepared and what they were doing, and the time came and we had to go there. Preparations we are done, and we know they're not going to end there. It means they're going to spread, as they always say, like the breasts of the dog.
Yes,
why is Jesus much?
So,
now we have to immediately begin prepare, and we know very well that this work, perhaps it's general beginning, it's that one exact. Now we have to carefully look at it, even to protect ourselves all. Those who've gone and those remaining, move in the message of protecting ourselves in this work. I asked God a reason one day in the journey of heavens, that he chose me among many, that the much light begins from me, and which is filled of knowledge. But what will I give you back? Praise Jesus much. He told me one word. Keep that light and it's shining. The light of knowledge. Till you check out of the world. But prove you leave it in the world shining. Then you come back to me. Now in that word, I say to all of us, it ought us keep that light. Those who have remained, how are we to keep it? Are going? How are we to keep it? Now I can say like this,
that
we have usually moved out and we go, but we don't sit in the meeting, we are not given responsibility. But on this time, he began to give us responsibility. Congregation, you had the responsibility given it, that look those put before them, if they govern the work well. Even those chosen, each was told what to do. I mean, all what I try to speak to us, we to go where we go, each was taken where you are going. Means have proof you fulfilling what is taken you there. In all, we thank God. Speaks in the 2 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 1, and he says this. Second Corinthians chapter 9 from verses 1.
Kubanga ebyokuweereza abatukuvu tekinneetaagisa kubibawandiikira. Olunya olwokubiri. Kubanga mmanyi okwagala kwammwe kwenneenyumiririzaamu eri ab'e Makedoni ku lwammwe. Nga Akaya yaakamala omwaka gumu okweteekateeka n'okunyiikira kwammwe.
Praise Jesus much. Now the serving of the saints. The serving of the holy ones of God. The serving of the holy ones of God means don't end when you're painting them with spots, but to move them on, be holy. And you too, you are holy. If you're to serve in the holy ones, try to see that they don't get unholy when they base on you. Or there's something they attach on you, complaining or any weakness. Now you need to have that zeal in you to see that you stand all the time and prove they remain holy and you too you are holy. We too have got the same issue. Even though they have not yet become holy, even though we here we fight to get holy, but he says that those he forward chose, he gave them righteousness. If he gave them already, anytime they can become, and we can't serve them as sinners, but we serve them as the righteous ones, and we know they will become.
Now
that's what we fight on. To keep the truth of the word of God. We are given a stewardship, not heads. This is stewardship. If we grow like that, it will help each be where they are put to serve from there. But if we are not like that, and we look it as authority and leadership, may fail to govern the congregation of the living God. But what we know is the stewardship, and leadership goes away, and you take the stewardship. Praise Jesus much. Now let's take it as responsibility, stewardship given us. We shouldn't take it as given authority and leadership.
This
way he speaks of it.
Omuntu atulowoozenga bw'ati nga tuli baweereza ba Kristo era abawanika b'ebyama bya Katonda. Olunya olw'okubiri. Era wano kigwanira abawanika omuntu okulabikanga nga mwesigwa. Olunya olw'okusatu. Naye ku nze kigambo kitono nnyo mwe okunsalira omusango. Obanga oba omuntu yenna era nange nze nzekka seesalira musango. Olunya olw'okuna. Kubanga seemanyiiko kigambo naye ekyo tekimpeesa butuukirivu. Naye ansalira omusango ye Mukama waffe.
Praise Jesus. In this time, what I want us to focus and look to
Ebiseera ebisinga omuweereza gwe bakuteredde mu maaso.
Many times the servant put before you.
Si kirungi omusalira omusango nga tonneebuuza ku Mukama.
Not good to judge him before you inquire from them.
Lwaki akoze bw'ati?
For you may not know why he has done like that.
Olunaku lumu.
One day.
Musa. Agenda afuna omukazi.
Moses got a Cushite wife.
Nyinga Katonda ya Mukama.
But God had told him that.
Kati Miriam ne Aaron kibako.
Now what Miriam and Aaron did.
Bone bagenda ne bagenda. Kwanza ati okuwasa.
He went to grumble how he can marry a wife who is a Cushite.
Kati Katonda yebo yaje abagaba nna.
When God came he told them, if there's a prophet. I'll speak with him in vision and a dream. Tell him my reasons. But didn't mind of that. The word of ministry of being given a person lead you. Many times we quick rebuke, but we've not inquired. Why has he done such a thing? Why is it moved like that? And you rebuke him, but you don't inquire from God. But what I want us to learn, in every responsibility you each given, you've seen your brethren do something, before you rebuke them, you call them,
or
ask Christ, why he's done it like that? Instead of pointing and rebuking, why has he done it like that? It will help you to humble and them too to humble. Most in this time, God has put us. Many times I think like this, that I would have shown. What would I have shown? You where you've been.
Please.
What do they show out there? And how do they show it? But me, I show responsibility. That I enjoy it. I show responsibility instead of authority. But that was, it's heavy to many people. A person show only responsibility, not authority. And they don't show. Many people cannot do that. Even those who work with, they can't do that.
They
accept you show responsibility. They want you to manifest authority. And Satan passes through them wanting that you show authority.
You
give on showing of responsibility but authority. But the way of keeping yourself against that, you have to look to the Lord Jesus, what he's saying. If you don't look to that, you may bring out authority. Authority can work. You can abuse. You can rebuke, you can quarrel. And you end up parting. I think you know things of Ujingwa and where he's reached. These days I hear spare. You have that authority. It brings you strength in you. Even that power Satan will based on make a mistake your way. But if you show responsibility, you have to learn, accept someone show responsibility. And the time you show responsibility, accept before behind the responsibility there is authority. You look to whatever he does, the way he does them, and now he fulfills them. And now he can wake up and say, don't work there. It eases your way, accept responsibility, see how good, and authority doesn't manifest. When the time authority manifests, it presses us, it does our mind, we don't invent, we have no liberty. Reach the time the right thing you do, you don't do. You know you may do it. The apostle will back at you like that. You find Holy Spirit has not used you well for that reason, or you've not worked well with him. Let's repeat one per one verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.
Omuntu atulowoze nga bw'ati, nga tuli baweereza ba Kristo, era abawanika b'ebyama bya Katonda.
That let someone regard us like this. Yes, God gave me this stewardship, but he too is moved on, gave them to us. Stewardship. Responsibility. of different way to have things you account about, those you are accounted on, that if that mindset comes in someone, did someone think of us like this, that we are steward and we account of
secrets?
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1. Praise Jesus much. What I spoke of that like this, the secrets of God, they are in the great mystery. The great mystery, Jesus. The secret in him is heavens and earth and their fullness. Even the other mystery is the image of the invisible God written above.
Anytime
you're given that word, it means you know many things, even which another person may not know. But in knowing them, if someone thinks, maybe what he's told me of is a little, because of the many secrets he has. Told me a little, means he has many, plenty others. Even the other, to be given that work of a steward, you are expected, they expect much. And secrets, every time you reveal, remember God said, we are to be in secrets. If you remain in the congregation, prove there's something you reveal, is the secret you bring, to bring in understanding. For you are a steward of that. You're given a charge over that work. Have things you like in the congregation. 1 Corinthians 4, verse
2.
It takes a level. For if there is a responsibility of ministering, no one comes except any person, the brethren, and they come out, put a case on a minister. And they said that you did this to this, you not fulfill this. Well, in another way, that minister, many times he cannot judge himself. Why? Come up when he's told to be faithful, move well in the secrets. Problem happens in different ministers. Someone will not come ask, why did you do that thing? Maybe I can explain to you. Your brother has done something. You're going to minister. Right. Can you be patient? You don't rebuke. And you wait, see what happened when he did that thing. And anger doesn't overtake you immediately. Give you an example. Moses marries a Cushite wife. Remember, the first wife had died. So they don't show it, but they show it, she had died. But what pained the others? Why is he not married among Israelites? And went called an Ethiopian. Problem happened marrying Israelites was this. They are used to him. They have grown with him. God said, the familiarity, I don't like it. Go get someone who will fear you, who will humble before you, and is a Gentile. They will value you by these ones. They do see me to an Israelite. Me to God, if it's your God, is my God. Let's worship your God. You know these things.
Right.
After we come back, we prepare a marital conference. We have a serious problem, for we are used to each other. Others say, me too, I serve God. You too, you serve God. Are we together? The husband say, I'm serving God. Even the wife say, me too, I serve the same God. He told me this. Me too, he gave me this message. We would have spoken. But what scriptures do you have for that? Just here, you want to speak out. But this time, many times we see someone quickly rebukes, quickly gets angered, it cites things not right. That perversion is going to go beyond. Maybe if God helps us, beat us for that. That's what saves us. For though he speaks to us many times, we don't hear. What happens, beat us, yeah, or he rebukes openly. What happens, some hearts are broken of people, others run. When they run, he seeks for them with beatings up there. I don't know if you understand. This time we need to begin to see value of what God has given us, where we are heading to. Even learn, though I can't bring it out now because of time. But I say it's not good. Those who remain here, you quickly see mistake in another, and you speak, the sheep close to you. But that's not really. Don't do that. After it's from the pulpit. You preached something you did, and the congregation may see it else. But one of you raises a hand. Pastor, that scripture you've given is not fitting where you have put it. You see the drama which can happen. You see, we can be there. Not everything you've been doing on the pulpit that is perfect. But I see it's not perfect. I know there is a point it can pass and it gets perfect. And you wait through teaching. When I teach this and that, you will learn that. I will call them, speak with them. But if you're not like that, it is failed. Satan involves, intervenes in there. You can get confusions. On the congregation, you will corrupt its mind. Because another has light. He wants to correct immediately. We would have cut off musicians. For you to be a musician down here. Yet what they think is not working you. What are you thinking? Those things are very bad. Satan, you know, is close right there. But you need to be patient, wait. And you don't rebuke immediately. Don't cancel it immediately. You buy time for it. Though it's not to be left in the system, but you buy time and you bear it and you carry it till it will reach where it's meant to be. But many done here are not perfect. Another explains in different. This one takes much time. Like Pastor Mchi, you are standing. The spiritual time is up. You have to hope he's still there. If you're not careful, you have spoiled everything. There you begin to show authority. Authorities become to manifest. Means you can speak any word anytime you want. So, authority of God doesn't work like that. If the authority of God appears in the Holy Spirit, but you see him do that to us, but you have authority, but he can teach us, he can come in a dream, he can speak still voice, he can speak in the word, but not immediate. That says the Lord, what are you doing there? Those ways of authority of the world. Jesus told it that those of the world exercise authority, they have to show it. But you, what caused to tell them that? The two boys who came and their mother prayed, want to sit on the right and the left hand. He said, friends, those of the world lack authority to show it. And here things are not like that. The greater one in you is to be a servant of the others. That is the great among you. And he's serving others in every place. Not in serving him, but him in serving the others. That is the greatness. So I began telling you that authority, I don't show it, but I show responsibility. It makes me a head. That's what we want to move by. Don't show authority though you have it. Show responsibility. Your authority to manifest through that. The time you front authority, responsibility ceases to be. When you would have done a work in someone, you end up, you've shown authority, broken them.
So what
I request God help us, those who remain, those going, each with a responsibility given them. Doing something not right,
and
you get acting funny and they see us else. So why did we come with George? He's going to ask someone. And he said that Christ praised him.
He
would have said, praise him, the word of God, the Lord Jesus. That's what perfect. He spoke it not perfected well. It is fresh in us. You give up, he too will reach and is used to that and greet like that. And help him on that.
The
problem we have is that, and we must learn this, accept responsibility, and see those working. And we appreciate them. For the Bible says, those who work more in you, let them be appreciated, recognized. Today, if you don't recognize the work God is doing in us, indeed God will see us else. All congregation not being appreciated. For we are in this place, we are there. We ask wisdom and understanding. God has passed them through who? Let's appreciate him also. Let's honor him, it's beneficial our way. We can't be there and say,
so
there are things of God gives them to us. But how? In what way? After that person goes away, you realize how important he was. Time is not going to be here. There are many things have to know those to remain. And you see that really means if a person is not there, things move like this. Then use well that moment and realize that how those things move. See how they move, how people lay their hearts, how they do it. And if God takes apostle back to Jerusalem, how can things move on? If they leave me, these 3 days use them. If I have remained, he has gone. Okay? It comes to pause.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because singa mutume akali nakusatu agenzi.
If apostle Paul 3 days ago,
singa abadde agenzi mirembe jonna agenzi mu
Yerusalemu. Gone forever back to Jerusalem. What makes they have left me in the system?
Ebintu bino soko kubiduka.
These things, can I run them?
Bana inayimiriza omulembe gwe.
Will I maintain this generation?
So kirowoza ko bwo.
You think of it like that.
Nizo chiyimiriza
ni kigena maso. Make it stand, move on. I'm an evangelist. I'm an apostle evangelist.
Inayimiriranga bwana.
I stand as have 3 days to check that.
Ndi musumba. Sobolo simba abantu
nga babasumba. Shepherd people as he does it.
So ebintu ebi byemu kugenjagade tumanye.
Things are one of what I wanted us to know of.
Katumaliyo kwa ni.
Let's finish some few verses. Here we go.
1
Corinthians 4, verse 4. Kubanga semanyi ko kigambo kyo tekimpesa
butukirivu. Naye ansalira omusango ye Mukama waffe.
Now as ministers, when you reach, you have also grace. The steward of the secrets of God, you reach a time, everything you do, you check it.
And
at reach, say, I have any case again above me. The problem I can get, you who are nearing me, and you attach any case on me, that
apostle.
I will
take time, believe I have that case. For I hope I'm very careful in doing everything. You understand that?
You
give me a case, I will go inquire it of God. I said, no, how comes that? How have I been not careful? Let me go inquire from the Lord. I may not answer you immediately. I said, but Lord, I have thrown carefulness. How did it come? If I may look for it, don't spot it in me. I look, everything, one, be careful, do it in perfectness. But imagine, that leader has secrets he can give you every day. And one day you come out, and it's covered, perhaps it's harsh. I ask you, give me like three witnesses to confirm that I'm harsh. I don't know where you get it. Many times, Satan tries to fight myself. At times, wants to use those near me. At times, want me to accept cases I don't have on me. Go back and inquire, God, is it right? You know Abraham? Sarah told him of the wife. We take a long give birth. He said, but let me go inquire of the Lord. What Sarah says is right. I marry the maid servant of her, we give birth. When inquired, God told him, do as Sarah says. I don't see the side of a woman. You're not going to listen to them. This we speak of and we prepare in the marital conference here. We found problems among us. Those not yet married, where are you? The rest we are in the system. Irene is rested a little, but she saw the problems in there.
So
one, prepare for many things where the ministry is heading now. The time, those women, look carefully with it. For the next, maybe you are going, and those who went, they will remain.
And
God pointed many people from the congregation because there's so many weakness in them. Weakness was very much. Women, he cut them off. Say, don't take any woman. But why do you cut them off? I said, but Lord, when
you
look their husband, they don't regard them a minister. They are weak in their hearts. Satan easily accesses them.
They
keep truth of the word. And he said, don't take anyone in the mission. Let them remain till the marital conference will be finished. That the grace God has given us, the humble men who have no proud, who don't beat, who don't abuse, they are gotten hard our way. When the man is under the needle on what you've done, you say, God refused to get angry at what you have done, but they have done things hungering. He cut them off. And he says, many times that's why I don't call women. Why on the 12 disciples are not there? Why 12 tribes chosen, there was no woman? Because of that conference we do as good, but I hope you to be preparing for that as we try to announce it. Would have put it in the week baptism. We have to study baptism, the third week. Fourth week of this month. And we come first, and those of baptism come in the after. Around 3 on Tuesday. From 3 unto 5. Go at most 4. Up to 5. Then we go the service of baptism.
So the situation is not good. We see things differently. If the woman gets clothing home and the husband is not working, and he says, "Don't work, but I'm clothing." The grace of God is sufficient my way.
Don't
know, there's a percentage of that deposit come that they are clothing. They see that you are not doing if you don't do it, they see you have failed, you have not did anything.
So,
now, we need to prepare for any situation next.
If
not that the mission, women can be totally chased out of them and remain in the congregation. In those eras, they chased them, stopped them speaking. The congregation, they stopped them speaking. That I stopped them to teach. Women had a problem. They're in the congregation, the teacher is up there. And they are speaking.
Up
to now, they do it here.
So, mm-hmm.
That situation,
yes.
One of the reasons why in the mission there is no woman,
one
would have gone, told her, you refuse to give up your characters. She's in her olden characters.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus.
So,
we have to line ourselves when there's still time. Let's finish here. First Corinthians 4, verses 5.
Kale temusalanga musango gwa kigambo kyonna. Ebironga tebinnatuuka.
Olina okulindako.
You have to wait.
Omanyi olaba.
You know, you see, teacher Julius has always been with me. Even those with me, you see, you can do something. And I wait. But that patience. Wait times of judgment to come for that event. Sister Christa did what she did. God told me the sheep knocked, the goat knocked the sheep. But see, time passed to bring the judgment of it.
We
shall be able to connect the spirit in us. For it tells you wait. Because you angered, you feel anger is overtaken you. Anger never makes the righteousness of God a single day. Causes you not hear when judgment will be.
It's
one who needs to carry anger. Why have they done it? If I was like that, for many things of righteousness, I know them. And I know how it is done. Even how it fought. You don't know even how it is fought. How is that fought? How it is joined up? Holiness, how is it met? And I know it. But you fight with someone, you fight.
Let me
wait. When we study it, judgment will capture them. It will come to
pass.
After we change you, then we begin to display that rebellion of theirs. But you see the conditions, words of battling, the spears they fear. And you say, Lord, and you put the shield of faith there. I believe they will be changed after they have heard. And the shield upholds you, that you may not bear a people.
You
feel one who bring out all knowledge, pour it down to them. You want to put them all knowledge and understand you are. Something not right. But you have to go slow. Someone discover there are things you know, things you know, things you know.
It's
not that you have not that way.
You
may say that you're foolish. This scripture, you know it, and this one, and this one, and this
one.
For authorities come out instead of responsibility. Let us repeat. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5.
Kale temusalanga musango gwa kigambo kyonna, ebironga tebinnatuuka. Okutuusa Mukama waffe lw'alijja, alimulisa ebikwekebbwa eby'omukizikiza, era alirabisa okuteesa kw'omu mutima Buli muntu n'alyokaweebwa ettendo lye eri Katonda.
Praise Jesus. Unto those of the world, we leave them till the seasons will be due. The Lord, when he'll come to them, the other day. But to us, he remains coming. But he has seasons in my appears. Remember in John say, I will remain appearing, but not to the world. Seasons differ from those of the world.
Manifest
judgment differs from those of the world. Ours every time it can appear at us. Bring judgment this time.
Because
of the world, wait the other day. When we light it, but he here, he can visit us in the vision tomorrow, and he manifests, I'll judge us. Loves to rebuke us. And he said, remain appearing to us, but not the world. Why appearing to us and not to the world? Because
here
to align some things in us. First Corinthians 4, verses 6.
Naye ebyaboluganda mbigeredde ku nze ne Apollo ku lwammwe. Mulyoke muyingire ku ffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa. Omuntu yenna alemenga okwegulumiza olw'omu okusinga omulala.
Kakati byonna.
Now in all,
kyensaba,
what I'm requesting,
yatumaliriza,
as we finish,
nti tuleme kulowooza bwe.
Let's not think that each thing is better than the others. Those who've gone and those who've remained. Even though you speak, try not to go beyond scriptures. Though you're going to rebuke, try not to go beyond scriptures. And you feel something you want to pass through. And you pass through because you have authority to speak it. To keep to see what you are to speak, you
must
see its scriptures in case
if
someone raises us, but Pastor, you are rebuking, but where is it written?
Said,
you know you are struggling to answer.
You
must bring that thing in the scriptures, and that disciplining is in the scriptures. And
that's
when you ask you have what to answer of God, but we don't live do what we want with, and we don't seek what we want. Everyone where they have remained, let them not think that they are greater than another, that they have given to shepherd, that to preach, to teach, that they give renewed. Everyone God spoke of yesterday gave them responsibility. Like teacher Isaac, we didn't say serve, but he showed him. He told him, where are you hanging? Music or sick? This is his time he can use. He can come say,
because
I would have taught.
He
said, let me fight at least.
Oh,
I teach 5 minutes. But I've begun to show that they told to take to be a bishop steward.
After service.
To see the colleagues. Things, how have they gone? We've not been doing it always. I have been there, could see by time for them. But then they said, bishop, like Prophet Deborah, after service, with the colleagues, they sit before they go. And they ask how things have they moved well. As apostles been by the Spirit, have they moved? Which is lacked? What have you seen lacking? The one they left the system of the things of ashes have not understood. How long maybe they feared apostle?
But
the thing I commanded, they didn't do it. How long apostle is there, they have been doing this.
So to be there after service.
No, let's see, after service, the bishop will make a meeting and you inquire from each other how things have moved. Get like your 10, 20, 30 minutes and you speak together. I hope it will make meaning. Let's repeat this verse. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6.
Nayebio aboluganda mbigeredde kunze Apollo kulwammwe. Mulyoke muyigire ku ffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa. Omuntu yenna alemenga okwegulumiza olw'omu okusinga omulala.
That let's be like that. Let's be in the middle. Responsibility, not authority. Anyone among us may saying, apostle is not there, here I'm the head. Me too, I've not been in leadership and headship. I've been in responsibility, and I'm in still in responsibility. No one should say, now I am there. We shouldn't put that thing in us. We too going, we shouldn't put that. God show each responsibility given them. Let's move. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. So to them.
Era olinachi chota wewa. Na ye okuwebwa obanga wawebwa. Chiche chikwenyu mili zisanga atawebwa.
Who differs you?
Mokama.
Is it the Lord?
Kubanga yebwa abaya kuwa.
If he gave you, he knows he gave you. He's given you knowledge. Just you feel it. Why do you want honors for that? Let me show. I am the one with understanding here. I am the one better than others. Show it in your service. You are better.
And
those who hear will say, but indeed, this person has knowledge. Don't you see that? And the person wants to show as if they were not given. For they are not sure that they are that. If you are sure that you are it. If you ask David, we were in men who spoke useless things. Ask Prophet David. But you are seated. You know. That thing I learned from somewhere. When we made things of Kung Fu training, I reached, and what I knew. When I reached in place, I didn't show off anything. I saw those films, but I coped things in them. The situation helped me when I entered ministry. I see the one profession, he doesn't show off. You can reach and you even
start it.
But if he opens what he has, everything I learned it from it.
In
that character, I trained all things new. I knew how I can beat you and everything.
You can come.
Those who pick me. That you heard that. They send a leader to carry him out. Bring him out to be beaten. He carried me to, I was weak in his hands. When I reached out, I struggled one by one. I
would
have beat him from there. But I barely stand. He carried, took me out. What I tried to say, if there's something you have, show it in the service of truth and in its time. And do it as if you don't have. If you're given responsibility, though you don't show authority of it, show your responsibility of it, they will see and realize that yes, persons require to serve our way, and not to show as if you were not given. First Corinthians 4 verse 8.
Mumaze okukuta, mumaze okugagawala, mwafuga ngabakabaka watalife. Era mubera kufuga nandyagadde. Era nafe tulioke tufugire wamu namwe.
Yes, each God has reached them somewhere.
But
where you reach, think of the ministers, how they have helped you reach there. In getting money, in knowledge, whatever we have which we hold, think of the ministers. Think of that servant God's put before you.
You
may not have reached there by your own. You've married. Imagine, would you have married in this time? Think of that word. You've gotten knowledge. Would you have reached? Even reached, think of the minister. Even of the goodness of God. Prepare that person, send him your way. Have you seen a blessing? You've seen goodness?
Proof,
you don't have it by your own as you. This, where God is past, what he told us, 80% is done is spiritual, and he wanted to manifest 20%. And we began to say he's not worked yet. Now let's be like that. Finish. We want to reach 9. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 9. When God sends us, with the end of the vision, he has shown you there. And I know where we are going. It's far, a bit long. Imagine the person you're with, he knows where you are going, you don't know there. What can you do to him in the trouble? We even direct him, let's head here. But we are not going to reach from that way. You walk with him, he knows the end of all things. He sees it. You move with him, don't see, you direct him. You see how you pervert him?
So
let's be careful. God's given us regeneration with the full knowledge of God. Who of us knows where it's going? Except through teaching, we gradually get to realize. Gradual.
But
imagine you began to direct. You know when we met Pastor Robina, began to direct, but what he directs doesn't understand it. It's not shameful to speak of. He directs wrong things to knock. When God calls you in this apostleship, that's why those given means of apostleship. And the other the gifts. Let's try to know where they are going. Ahead there. And the way we shall reach there. Now many times. For him, for knowing where we're going.
God puts strategies
to be moved through. Fail on them. He will not reach, he will reach there himself.
Because
he moves on, breaking off. On the way.
But
the way he hit, they say that where you take us, Moses, there's no way, that's a sea. But God told him right there is a way. But
those
who go, say, Moses, I don't know what you spoke with God. You want to kill us all this long? You want to torment us? This river God told us passes. But God tells you there's going to make a way. Make a way there. Be patient a little.
So,
now, brethren, what I speak to us is one. Indeed, I know where we are going. Me too, I want us to reach there. I don't want content on the way. God gives me ability, see where we are going.
In
preparations, you see them. Everything I see, I do, you see on standard is more
for
if I didn't know where we are going, I don't know what would have been here by this time. Maybe papyrus. Maybe it's ground floor. Because I know we are on standard higher. Everything we do on
standard
is maintained. God does this. The living, rightful God. If once you do things on thunder, it doesn't tell you what you begin with. It first tells you its end. And it tells you to reach there, you pass here and here. If it begins to show you on the first level, it means where you go, you don't know, you cannot, what you do, you can't do it, catch up with the standard of where you're going. What it does, it first shows you where you're going. It says to reach, move here and there, reach there. So when I came, I told you the university, for this one he told me. And he told me, begin from the ground here, like to reach university. Have you understood it? He
come
show you the end. That's why
men
to give prophecy, he first gave them the entire book, eat it. And he put the message in there. He doesn't know he has it all. He comes revealing one by one. I gave you this, even this one, even this I gave it to you. But the entire mission is put in you already. And you don't know if you need to reveal it. Move it like this, get this out, but gave them all in the day he meets you.
Kati vision waje tulaga.
Where we are going in the vision, we see there. You see where you're
standard
going. Which standard?
Chichi,
what is needed? Those near you, what are you to tell them?
They are
to be on what standard?
If you
grow them on real standards,
if you grow them, show, we are
going to be with five people, they will be in the mode of five. Show them where we are going in the big congregation. If it's a wife, show them the time will not be there. It will be little time.
Unless
it reaches there, it ceases and she gets hungered. The husband sees to have time. Come from here when it's not there. Every time you show, it's there. If your wife to minister, balance things do not round now.
No,
I have time for home, and which is not a home. You come out when the husband is used to that trend, to the reality of it. No, I've begun to think, but he said he go to his reality. It reaches, I'm in the conference of women, every time, if I'm
used
put time of God, and I'm used to any time husband is home, is finding me, you'll begin it, he'll get angered. You grow them in the timetable, but you're still in a lower level. No husband come back. Time for God to serve God. You put him in love moment. Take him in the bedroom. You will be used to that. If it's time of God, no, it is of God, and we've gone on not to put them in love, because perhaps time is there. But if it will not be there in that time. Now it's much, no? Let's finish verse
9.
First Corinthians 4, verse
9.
We are there to be an example to the world, even the angels, those who fell and the holy angels.
Yes.
Fallen angels, see, let's see whether you will stand. The holy angels say, he is going to start. People, they're holy and those not right, they say, let's see this generation if they will stand in it. Now, let's end there. Except you have a question, one move, reach when still time.
Chinawe dembo ziza ako wiki tuina mu counseling tuina mu
byonaka tisiri wo.
Everything I'm not there. Every program has to sit to see how it moves on.
Tulina omulabirizi mukole
program empya yenna kwesha. Make a new program of 3 days.
Ani age ndo kuba mu counseling.
Who is to be in the counseling?
Kwa yege na tambule.
Why is to move how?
No,
something like 4 days to
Friday.
So come back on Friday, I'll not be able to
minister.
You two know, apostle is not there. We are with the Holy Spirit. Even when they go, they have gone with the Holy Spirit. Now, how are we to move on things?
And
if you move, you get to meet in yourselves. I have nothing to be asked now. Concerning programs will move. Any other question? Let's get. Let's go. Oh, praise the grace. Yes, of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the Holy Spirit, be with us now. Amen. Wow, wow, wow.